So this Thursday is Veterans Day, and this is a day in our country where we honor those who served in our nation's military, and it's for all those who served. It doesn't matter whether they've seen combat or not. These are individuals that signed to serve in whatever capacity their nation asked of them. In the UK, in the United Kingdom, it's called Remembrance Day. And they use it to honor the date, November 11th. And that's the day that the Great War ended, and those that gave their lives in the most destructive war in the history of mankind up until that point are honored. On the 11th day of the 11th month, at the 11th hour and the 11th minute, the Great War ended. And we often think of this kind of service as those who simply only serve on the front line. Those charging enemy gunfire, dodging ordnance as it screams overhead to hold a position. But it's more than that. It also honors those on every line. From those soldiers in the front to the medics in the back. From those shipping out to hunt for enemy ships to those who repair ships coming stateside. We honor every veteran, no matter their job, be it during war or peacetime. Why do we honor them all on November 11th? Because they signed a contract that very well may put their lives on the line in service of the United States. And what we honor on that day is that decision that they made, that promise that they made, and their commitment to it. And at this point in time, we gather to honor another commitment to sacrifice, and that is of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice of life and limb. He chose to commit himself to the Father's plan, to lay his life down so that we may have remission for our sins through that sacrifice. He served the Father with power and authority, but also with meekness and compassion. And when we surround this table on the first day of the week, it is his remembrance day. We honor his commitment to us. Though we didn't deserve it, he was ready to make the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf. There is no greater love than one who would die for their friends, but Jesus didn't just die for his friends. He also died for his enemies. And this memorial is also our commitment to serve as Jesus has served, to remember his willing sacrifice and commit our lives to him in gratitude. Let us now honor Christ's commitment to the sacrifice today by partaking of these emblems together in Holy Communion. Okay, see.